Techonomics on KGO 810. Virtual reality, augmented reality. The reality is that these technologies are coming at consumers a lot faster than anyone anticipated. This week, we talk about new hardware that takes virtual reality off the couch and onto football fields and warehouses. It's called Modal VR, and it aims to be like the holodeck from Star Trek. Host Jason Middleton also talks with the man who launched the modern video game market when his Atari games landed in living rooms. He's also the same person we just mentioned who is bringing that virtual reality machine to market. And speaking of video games, the old school coin-operated games are enjoying a renaissance. New arcades are opening up around the Bay Area. We'll talk Galaga and more with an arcade owner. On the economic tip this week, oil. The OPEC decision could rattle markets for quite a while. We'll talk with an analyst about how higher oil prices could hit consumers. Virtual reality, video games, and oil. All that and a little more on this week's Techonomics, starting now on KGO 810.
You must be raving mad. We're on the air. Look, what's the idea? Come back here.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. Almost every tech analyst and entrepreneur we've talked to in the past few months has consistently remarked that two things are coming way faster than anyone anticipated. Those two things are artificial intelligence as well as virtual reality. And for this week's show, we'll have a look back to better help us see into the future. However quick that future may be coming when it comes to the progress of virtual reality technology. So we're going to go from this right into this. Now, Atari invaded, if not invented, the gaming market decades ago. And Atari's founder, Nolan Bushnell, is pushing a new gaming product into the market. It's called Modal, M-O-D-A-L, virtual reality hardware that can render a real-life football field into a virtual reality Quidditch or Tron-type experience. Here's part one of our two-part chat with one of the founders of video gaming.
Hi, I'm Nolan Bushnell. I'm co-founder of Modal VR. You may know me as the founder of Atari and of Chuck E. Cheese and E-Tech and a few others.
Let's talk about the Modal VR. We're talking about a virtual reality experience that takes you off the couch and out of the living room, right?
That's correct. We are focusing primarily on the industrial space. That is, we call it industrial-grade immersion. And so what our system allows is 10 people to be in the same software construct, ranging over the size of a football field. Actually, even a little bit bigger. There's a way we could do it to where we could have a virtual reality environment throughout a city.
Wow.
And try to make it very simple so we can do a 15-minute setup and takedown of any area. So it makes it perfect for training police officers or football players or as well as, you know, walkthroughs of buildings before they're constructed, things like that. But then, of course, you got to play great games, and we've got that nailed down really well.
You know, you mentioned football players and police training as a use case. I'm remembering a team building exercise that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos used to do was take his people out and do broom ball. This takes it to a whole new level. Can you do this on a corporate level? Can it be a team building thing?
Absolutely, and for the first time, we'll be able to play Quidditch.
Once you've got hold of your broom, I want you to mount it and grip it tight on my whistle. 3, 2.
Whoa, cool. Another part of it that you mentioned, and I want to circle back on, that's the storytelling part of it. I mean, how does VR really affect the way humans are going to be telling stories or how we interpret or even receive stories?
You know, our brains were pretty much created genetically when we were on the savannah, hunting and gathering, in which we'd walk or run 25 to 35 miles every day. I mean, that was what we did as men. Women generally stayed closer to the cave or the camp. And so we learned that way. We learned by moving around. And so we think that VR is going to bring the whole body experience into the things that we're seeing. And I think that means that we're going to learn significantly faster and better with better retention when we're in a VR construct.
Right. It does kind of seem like a natural evolutionary progression from the multiple screens we're kind of interfacing with right now, at least to my mind.
It's going to be very interesting. And I don't know exactly the way it's going to play out. But, you know, when movies were started, they thought they'd just put a camera on and perform a play. And then, of course, all of a sudden they found out, gee, you know, you could follow a character, you can do cuts, that sort of thing. And so movies diverge graphically from the play. Now you can be in the movie. You can choose your own point of view. Where do you want to stand to watch the characters play out their scenario? Instead of the director controlling the point of view, all of a sudden you give a little bit of power to the participant, to the customer, to the showgoer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting, and I have no idea where that's going to end up.
You know, somebody smarter than me, a cinema critic from back a long time ago, said that the only thing that movies really added to storytelling was the glance. But you're talking about an immersive experience for the audience. Well, that's captivating.
And it's going to change the dynamic. And I actually think it's going to change scripts a little bit, because I think there's going to need to be a stronger identity for where do you want the people to experience the most exciting point of view.
Well, that's interesting. And also, it kind of, I have another audience question, because let's say you and I and my producer and your assistant are playing Quidditch. Is there an audience that might want to watch us play that match? And is that an option?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we offer is everybody's point of view we can record. And so that anyone can choose to sort of participate in the eyes of the person who is in the construct. So, for example, if we're training a football team in how to run plays against a virtual opponent, the coach can go in and see exactly what the quarterback is seeing. And so many of these sports, situational awareness is key, and police training. You have to get the situational awareness down to almost a muscle memory thing, because things are happening so fast, you almost have to be pre-programmed into how to respond. Sports are that way.
Right.
At certain situations in police training, certain situations in Homeland Security, definitely certain situations in the military.
Right.
Require that type of deeply immersive training.
Like emergency response, too, I would imagine.
Absolutely. You know, where lives are lost.
Right.
If it's done incorrectly.
We're speaking with Nolan Bushnell. His most recent company is Modal VR. I will have a link up on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio to his YouTube video for the company. It's immersive. It's about 90 seconds, and it really shows that these people take out a small amount of hardware. They sit it on a football field, and they set up, and they play basically what looks like a Tron disc game in a sense. Now, how long did it take you to get that hardware to be so compact and portable?
We've been working on this for 3 years. And we're not done yet. We're continuing to make breakthroughs. And the hardest part was getting latency really down. Latency is the killer of virtual reality.
Sure.
It makes you sick.
Right, right. Yeah, and, it makes you sick, and it has an uncanny valley feeling to it, too.
No question about it. You have to have this reality. We create the holodeck. And, you know, anybody who ever watched was a Trekkie wants to have the holodeck.
You sure.
Just do all kinds of wonderful things. It's just fun to do good tech. That is fun.
Before we move into some of your legacy and some of your past successes, one final question on Modal VR, and that's what's the horizon look like? What's the timeline, rollout, that kind of thing?
Right now we're setting up a lot of partners, content creators. What our objective is to sort of be the go-to guys for technology in the virtual reality space that is not in the home. I'm not going to compete with Sony and Oculus for the home part, but we believe that for people who want the very, very best and are willing to pay for it, that's where we're going. That's where our market is. We focus on being able to do things that nobody else can.
That was Nolan Bushnell, a video game legend, founder of Atari, and serial entrepreneur. He was talking with us about his newest venture, Modal Virtual Reality. Modal is hardware that can be taken outside, out of the living room, set up in about 15 minutes, and it renders an open physical space into a virtual reality world, not too unlike the holodeck on Star Trek. Modal VR is doing its dog and pony show for select venture capitalists right now. There is no price tag or release date just yet. We will have links up on Facebook.com/Techonomics Radio if you want to check out the YouTube promotional video for Modal. Coming up after this short break, we have part two of our interview with Nolan Bushnell. In the next segment, we talk about esports, virtual reality as emergency response training, and yes, Atari and gaming overall. This is Techonomics. I am Jason Middleton. Please come on back.